好的，我们喜瑞都教会的长子负责人弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to other elders, deacons, brothers, sisters in our Cerritos Church.
很感谢神，我们今天有这个机会有台湾的弟兄姐妹请家属来到这里来参加聚会。
We thank the Lord that today many brothers, sisters, and brethren and family from Taiwan have gathered here for service today.
因为明天有圣洁跟长期的婚礼。
And because tomorrow there will be a marriage ceremony between Brother Jason and Sister.
所以我们提早来到这里参加聚会。
So we have came here a little bit earlier to attend service.
非常感谢主。
So we truly thank God.
难得有这样的一个机会能够来到我们喜悦都教会。
It's a rare opportunity that we have the chance to be at Cerritos Church.
这里的会堂的结构还有氛围全部跟台湾不大一样。
The chapel, the structure of the church here is very different from that in Taiwan.
不过我们属灵的知情依然一样。
But the spiritual atmosphere, the spirit is the same.
无论在任何一个地方。
No matter where we are.
真耶教会的信徒都是在主里面都是一家人。
All the members of churches, the church are family in Christ.
非常感谢主。
So we truly thank God.
今天临时被派遣到这里来早上的领会。
And I was just assigned here to lead the service this morning.
我用盼望安然见主跟大家一起来互相勉励。
I'd like to use the topic "Meet the Lord in peace." Hope to meet the Lord in peace as mutual encouragement.
我们知道说，我们所有信耶稣的人
，We know all of us who believe in Christ.
我们都有一个共同的盼望。
We have a common goal.
那这个共同的盼望呢？就是有一天耶稣基督会第二次的从天上再临。
And this common hope is that we know Jesus Christ will come down from the heaven, His second coming.
那他的目的呢？就是要接我们到永远的天家。
His purpose is to receive us back to that eternal home in heaven.
享受永远的福气。
And to enjoy the everlasting blessings.
所以因为有这样的信心，有这样的盼望支持我们所有信耶稣的人。
And this type of hope and faith sustain all of us who believe in Him.
所以我们信耶稣的人。
For all of us believers,
无论生活在任何的一个境况当中
，regardless of what circumstance we live in，
无论是顺境或是逆境
，whether in prosperity or adversity，
是苦难的生活
，whether you live in tribulation，
或是因为信耶稣被毁谤
，or you are persecuted for the sake of believing Christ，
传福音被误解
，or you're misunderstood for preaching the gospel，
因为我们信了耶稣有这样的盼望
，but after believing in Christ， we all have this hope，
所以我们能够忍耐到底。
For this reason, we're able to sustain and persevere till the end.
因为圣经里面特别提到
，For the Bible especially mentions,
耶稣基督有一天会从天降临。
One day, Jesus Christ will descend from heaven.
他来到的时候
，When he comes,
所有的问题都得到解决。
All the problems will be resolved.
那圣经这样说。
And here what the Bible says.
我们看启示录第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter one.
启示录第一章的第七节到第九节。
Revelation chapter one, verse 7-9.
启示录第七第一章的第七节到第九节。
Revelation chapter one verse 7-9。
这里说，看他驾着云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的，阿们。主神说：“我是阿拉法，我是 Omega， 我是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。我约翰是你们的弟兄和你们一同在耶稣的。”患难、国度、忍耐里，一同有份为神的道为给耶稣做见证，曾在那名叫拔摩海岛上，这个时候呢，就是老约翰在拔摩海岛上。
This is a time when Elder John was on the island of Patmos.
那这个老约翰呢，在这个拔摩海岛呢，这个海岛上呢，他看到这个异象。
Elder John saw this vision on the island of Patmos.
圣经里面说他要亲眼见到耶稣基督。
The Bible says he shall behold Lord Jesus with his own eyes.
就是众人把耶稣基督钉十字架。
Even those who pierced him on the cross.
有一天耶稣基督要从天降临。
And one day Lord Jesus Christ will descend from heavens.
圣经说连钉十字架，把耶稣钉十字架，那些人都要看见耶稣基督。
And here says, even they who pierce him shall see him.
连那些不信耶稣的人
，even the unbelievers.
那时候也要看到耶稣从天上降临。
And during that time, they too shall witness Jesus descending from heaven.
连刺他的人，当然就是指把耶稣钉十字架的人。
And those who pierce him refer to those who crucified him.
一方面也是不信耶稣的人。
On one hand, refers to those who do not believe in him.
逼迫耶稣的人。
those who persecuted him,
逼迫教会的人,
those who persecuted the church,
逼迫那些信耶稣的人,
and those who persecuted the Christians.
所以那个啊，这个扫罗就是以后的这个保罗,
Saul, who later became Paul.
那他要啊拿着一些名单呢啊，要啊在大马色的路上,
and he had a list that he was heading to Damascus.
因为他要去大马色取一些名单了,
he was heading to Damascus to
to get a list. 那些都是信耶稣的人,
a list of Christians.
他们把这些名单呢带到耶路撒冷。
And he was to bring that list to Jerusalem.
把这信耶稣的人呢、啊、下到监狱里面。
And to imprison the Christians.
耶稣基督在路上啊。
While Lord Jesus Christ was on the road.
用荣光照他。
And he shone a bright light on him.
当照他之后。
After the bright light shone upon him.
他从马上面掉下来。
He fell off his horse.
他发现这不是一般的一个异象。
Then he realized it was not an ordinary vision.
不是一般的经历。
It was not an ordinary experience.
他非常惧怕。
He was in great fear.
主啊，你是谁？
He said, Lord, who are you?
主耶稣说。就是我所啊，就是你所逼啊，逼迫耶稣基督。
And God said, Lord Jesus said, I'm the one whom you persecute.
他说你用脚踢刺是难的。
And it is hard for you to kick.
所以啊，当时啊，这些啊门徒啊，他们为了信耶稣。
So the Christians, in order to believe in Jesus,
遭受很多的逼迫。
They have endured through great tribulations.
连这个扫罗，他那时候还没信耶稣。
And Saul, during that time before believing,
他依然逼迫信耶稣的人。
He likewise persecuted Christians.
逼迫信耶稣人就是逼迫耶稣。
And persecuting Christian means persecuting Jesus Christ.
所以啊，这个时候啊，主耶稣跟扫罗说：“你踢刺是难的。”
And so here, Lord Jesus said, "It is." Difficult for you.
他看起来好像是逼迫基督徒。
Even though he seemed like he was persecuting Christians,
他是逼迫的耶稣基督。
But in fact, he was persecuting Jesus.
所以我们信耶稣的人。
So for us believers,
我们知道，就是像老约翰一样。
We know just like Elder John.
他为了传耶稣。
For the sake of preaching Jesus.
他也没有一样过着什么样的好日子。
He did not live a good life.
他反而被抓到这个拔毛海岛上。
Instead, he was taken captive to Patmos Island.
被放逐在那个地方。
He was exiled to that island.
那是一个不毛之地。
It was an island in the middle of nowhere.
整个岛啊都是石灰石。
And there's only brimstone on that island.
非常热，非常困苦的地方。
It was very hot in that place.
但是为什么信耶稣到那个地方呢？
But why did he believe in Jesus to that point?
当然就是被控告，被诬告就带到这个拔毛海岛上。
And he was persecuted, and he was He was blamed, so he was brought to the island.
虽然在那个地方,
Even though he was in that place,
但是呢, 神让他看很奇妙的异象,
and God allowed him to see miraculous visions.
就是启示录的异象,
and that, those are the visions recorded in Revelation.
所以我们可以看到, 耶稣基督有一天要再来。
So we see that today, once again, one day, Lord Jesus will come again.
这是当时啊, 这个老约翰, 的一个信心。
And this is the faith Elder John possessed.
也是老约翰的盼望。
And that was also his hope.
也是现在我们所有基督徒的盼望。
And this is also the same hope all of us Christians possess today.
我们就好像一个守规矩的孩子。
And we're just like an obedient child.
要等候耶稣基督来到世上这个带这个美好的礼物给我们。
We're awaiting for Lord Jesus Christ to come to this world again and bring us this wonderful gift.
以前出国的时候
，And before when I go out of country，
常常跟孩子说：“爸爸出国你要这个安静一点。”
So I often tell my children, I'm going out of town, so please be obedient.
守规矩一下。
And please be good.
爸爸会买很好吃的巧克力给你吃。
And if you're good, I'll bring you back delicious chocolates.
但是你如果说不这个没有守规矩的话
，But if you misbehave，
那很抱歉这个巧克力就要拿起来。
And I'm sorry, I will take away your chocolate.
就不再给你了。
I will not give them to you anymore.
小孩子非常喜欢巧克力。
And we know children love chocolates.
所以他一直非常每天都听妈妈的话。
So every day she will listen to their mother.
那爸爸出差回来，当然就巧克力给他。
So after the dad comes home, of course they would get chocolate.
所以他就非常的高兴。
So they're very happy.
因为他知道，他如果听妈妈的话。
Because they know if they listen to their mom.
爸爸回来会拿礼物给他。
And when dad comes back, they will get gifts.
那今天我们是一样。
And today likewise for us.
我们今天身为一个基督徒。
Today as a Christian.
真耶稣教会的信徒
As a member of the True Jesus Church,
那我们如果能够守圣经的话语
If we're able to keep the words of the Bible,
就是天父真神的话语
And that is the word of the Heavenly Father,
因为主耶稣到天上去
And because Lord Jesus has returned to heaven,
他为我们预备地方他为我们预备地方
He's preparing a place for us
那他说他有一天会再临
And he said to us he will come again
再来的时候会接我们到他那里去
And during that time he will receive us back to his place
那时候我们就在那个地方主耶稣也在 跟我们一起在那个地方。
And there we will be with Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们如果没有守规矩
，But if we misbehave,
我们违背了神
，If we disobey God,
我们没有照着圣经里面的教训来过我们的生活
，If we do not live our life according to the teachings of the Bible,
因为马太福音二十八章的二十节特别提到
，In Matthew chapter 28 verse 20 specially mentioned,
耶稣升天之前不但说叫我们往普天下去传福音
，And prior to Jesus' ascension, not only did he command us to preach,
但万民成为他的门徒
，And to make disciples of all nations.
而且他也说这个我们在在信仰的生活里面呢、
啊，
我们看马太福音二十八章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章的二十节。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 20.
二十节。
20.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就与你们同在，直到世界末了。这里耶稣升天之前告诉门徒。
Prior to Jesus' ascension, he taught his disciples.
说他所吩咐我们的。
All that he has commanded us.
就是吩咐这些使徒。
That he commanded the disciples.
吩咐他们很多圣经的话语。
He had taught them many Bible teachings.
当然新旧约都是神的话。
We know both the Old and the New Testament
are God's words. 都是神所吩咐的话。
All are the commandments of God.
都是天父真神非常精华的话。
And all are valued words of our Heavenly Father.
都是炼净的。
And they have been disciplined.
一句都不改的。
And none has been changed.
说这是都要教训门徒遵行。
And all these must be taught and observed by the disciples.
不但都教训门徒。
And not only to teach them.
而且呢要遵守。
Also to observe them.
不是只有听。
Not only to listen.
而且要去行。
But to do them.
要去守他。
To observe them.
这样主耶稣就要与我们同在。
And by that, Lord Jesus will be with you.
一直到世界末了。
Until the end of the ages.
就耶稣基督有一天再来的时候。
Until that time when Lord Jesus comes again.
他带我们到天上去。
He will bring us back to
heaven. 但是有一天如果耶稣基督来到世上。
And so that day when Lord Jesus comes again.
但是我们只有听。
But we have only listened.
而且一直读圣经，一直讲。
And we continue to read the Bible and spoke about it.
但是我们没有去行，没有遵守出来。
But we never practice or observe his teachings.
那这样可能有一天主耶稣来的时候，我们就没有机会到天上去。
Then perhaps on the day when Lord Jesus comes again, we won't have the chance to go back to heaven with him.
因为我们就成为一个好像不守规矩的孩子，没有办法领到爸爸的这个奖品。
Because we're just as a disobedient child who is unable to receive the gift from his father.
圣经记载一位叫做约伯。
And Bible records a person by the name of Abel.
耶伯这样说
By Job.
我们看耶伯记第十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 19.
耶伯记第十九章。
Job chapter 19.
十九章二十五节。
Job chapter 19 verse 25.
耶伯记十九章二十五节到二十七节。
Job chapter 19 verse 25 to 27.
上半段这一段圣经这样说。
Here it says.
我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神，我自己要见他，亲眼看见他，并不像外人。这里提到这个耶伯他的信心。
Here speaks of the faith of Job.
耶伯在讲这句话的时候
，While he spoke of this,
是他经历最痛苦的时候
，And that is when he experienced the most pain.
有人认为说信耶稣应该这个信神敬畏神、敬拜神，应该是一个非常蒙神祝福的人。
And some people think if you believe in God, if you fear God, then you shall live a very blessed life.
应该都是百事顺利的人。
And your life should be at peace all times.
今生得平安，来世得永生。
You should have peace in this world and blessings in your future life.
这是一般信耶稣人的观念。
And this is the concept that most people have when they believe in Christ.
但是我们从圣经里头。
But if we study from the Bible.
我们看一些古圣徒。
If we look at the ancient saints.
他们的信仰生活。
Their life of faith.
都好像如这个火炼金经一样。
Just as gold that has been purified by fire.
从火中经历一样。
And they have gone through fire.
都会经历很多的困难。
And they will encounter many challenges.
有时候信仰上太平顺也不好。
But it is not good if we have peace.
我们每一位基督徒都要一个信念。
And every Christian must go through training.
信耶稣绝对不是在世上这个凡事都非常顺利。
We know believing Christ doesn't mean you will always have peace in this world.
但是不顺利也不是说不好。
But not having peace doesn't mean it is bad.
因为在不顺利的当中，我们能够去靠神。
Because in times of adversity, we learn to trust God.
能够去经历神。
We learn to experience God.
能够去了解神。
And we can understand Him.
更能够了解我们信耶稣最大的盼望在哪里。
And even more to understand our greatest hope we have in believing Him.
所以我们看到这个耶伯。
And when we see Job,
他讲到这句话的时候，是他人生最痛苦的时候。
He spoke of this when he was in the greatest suffering of his life.
没有一个人像耶伯这样的痛苦。
And none had ever suffered like Job.
一天当中丧失了十个孩子。
In one night, he lost all 10 children.
七个儿子，三个女儿。
seven sons, three daughters.
房子也都被吹倒了。
And his houses all collapsed.
他的一些牲畜也都被抢走了。
And all his livestock were taken away.
他的仆婢也都被杀、被抢走、被掳走了。
And his servants were all either killed or raided away.
只剩下报信的人。
Only the messenger was left.
这时候魔鬼还是要继续的试探他。
But here Satan continued to tempt him.
因为他认为说啊，耶稣这个神啊，让这个约伯所遭遇的是他身外之物。
And because Satan thought what he had suffered were all his material possessions.
你如果在他身上使上力，让他身上受痛苦。
If you inflict suffering and attack to his physical body.
那约伯一定会弃掉你。
Then Job will surely forsake you.
所以神就让这个约伯这个魔鬼去试探这个，让他能够去试探这个约伯。
So God allowed Satan to go and tempt Job.
让他从头一直到脚掌全部都长了疮。
That he was stricken with painful boils from his head to the sole of his foot.
都长了这个脓疮。
And he had boils all over his body.
又臭又痒。
It was smelly, it was itchy.
当时或许也没有什么样的医疗。
And during that time, he did not have any medicines.
最好的就是炉灰。
And so the best was to sit in ashes.
因为木材经过燃烧之后它整个这个细菌全部没有。
And because through the ashes, all the bacteria would be
gone. 那个灰就能够贴在他的身上，不会再继续的这个让他细菌继续这个延伸了。
So he could only put ashes on his boils, so it would not allow the boils to continue to spread.
能够吸一些脓疮。
And so it could also suck away some pus.
让他不至于这个整个身上都充满着一些脓疮。
And so this pus would be taken away from his body.
在这个时候
So during this time,
他的太太受不了了。
And his wife could not take it anymore.
说哪有人敬畏神完全离弃恶事的人竟然遭遇这样的一个苦难。
How can a God-fearing person experience such a tribulation?
他反而责难这个约伯。
So he rebuked Job. She rebuked Job.
你去掉神的纯正离开神算了吧。
And why don't you just curse God and die?
你还持守神的纯正吗？
And why do you still hold fast to your integrity?
比如说不要再信这位神了。
It means don't believe in God anymore.
你看这位神让你遭遇这么样的困难。
And look how this God has allowed you to experience this.
没有信神的人也没有这样的困难
And other believers have never experienced such.
何况你是个敬畏神也离恶事的人。
And needless to say, you are such a God-fearing upright person.
但是这时候约伯依然不用口来这个离开神。
But during this time, Job did not depart from God with his lips.
他依然持守住神。
He upheld his righteousness.
甚至他三个朋友，甚至到最后四个朋友。
Even his three friends or four friends.
哇，讲了很多的话。
And they spoke many words to him.
你今天遭遇这样的事情，就是因为你犯了什么样罪，做了什么样的恶。
And today you have experiences most because of something you have done.
没有错，约伯那些朋友讲的那些内容，都是善恶之间必须要持守的。
And true enough, what the words that his three friends spoke were the things that men must discern and uphold between right and wrong.
因为作恶人犯罪人就是要这样承受这个神的处罚。
Because those who have sinned will bear the consequence.
但是约伯并不是这样。
But Job was not like that.
他在信仰生活里头
In his life of faith.
他是受到这个魔鬼的试探。
He was tempted by Satan.
在这个时候他依然坚守住神。
And during this time, he still held on to God.
他依然对神有盼望。
He still held on to this hope and faith in God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他说我的救赎主活着。
And because he said, my Redeemer lives.
约伯就像一位先知一样。
And Job was just like a prophet.
那么久之前。
And so long ago.
以前的这个约伯他就知道说我们这救赎主是活的神。
Even during his time, he understood that his Redeemer,
the living God, lives. 有一天站立在地面上。
And one time.
那我现在皮肉受伤。
And I was hurt physically.
甚至有一天，我这个肉身毁坏。
Or if one day my physical body perishes.
就像皮肉灭绝。
And just my physical body deteriorates.
就像肉体离世这个肉体死亡一样。
And just like the death of my physical body.
但是我在肉体之外。
But apart from my physical being.
我必得见神。
I shall see God.
而且他说要亲眼看到他。
He also said I shall see him with my own eyes.
并不像外人。
Not like the others.
所以可见约伯他是有信心的。
So you can see Job was of great faith.
很多人有一天要见到耶稣。
Many people one day they shall also see God.
但他见到耶稣的时候
，But when they see Jesus,
是战惊的
，They will be trembling in fear.
是哀哭切齿
，And they will be weeping.
但是约伯他知道
，But Job understood.
他有一天见到主耶稣的时候
，One day when he sees Lord Jesus,
他要亲眼见他
，He shall see him with his own eyes.
并不像 其他人见到耶稣一样。
He will not be like other people who sees God.
所以他对神呢充满着信心。
So he had complete faith in God.
在这么艰难的时刻。
In such a difficult time.
他依然对神充满着盼望。
He still had full hope in Lord Jesus.
另外一个就是我们看诗篇十七篇。
Another example, let's turn to Psalm chapter 17.
诗篇十七篇十四节到十五节。
Psalm chapter 17, verse 14 to 15.
诗篇第十七篇十四节到十五节。
Psalms chapter 17 verse 14 to 15.
这是大卫所作的诗歌。
It's a psalm written by David.
十四节。
14.
耶和华，求你用手救我脱离世人，脱离那只在今生有福分的世人。你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹，他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财宝留给他们的婴孩。至于我，我必在意中见你的面，我醒的时候。见你的得见你的形象就心满意足。大卫他对神有相当的信靠。
And David had reliance in the Lord.
他是一位对神有盼望的人。
He was a person with hope in God.
大卫不像一般的凡夫始祖了。
And David was no ordinary man.
他是一位王。
He was a king.
而且非常有智慧。
He was with great wisdom.
他能够写很多的诗章。
He was able to write many psalms.
而且呢能舞善善战。
And he was also good in battles.
很多这个战场都有见他的痕迹。
And he left many of his footprints in battles.
非常懂得一些这个写一些这个诗歌了。
And he's also very poetic.
所以诗篇里面有很多他的诗歌。
Many of the psalms are written by David.
他是一个头脑非常好的人。
And he's a very smart person.
而且是非常强壮的人。
Also very brave, very strong.
而且他是当一位王
He was a king.
他身上有他的这个家室里面有很多的儿女。
And in his family, he possessed many children.
甚至有很多的财宝。
And many treasure.
对大卫来讲。
And for David.
事实上他是一个非常在地面上是一个可以说是一个成功的人。
And in fact, in this world, he was considered a successful person.
但是大卫他非常的警醒。
But David was very aware.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为他说求神你救我脱离这个世上的人。
And for he said, please save me from the men of this world.
他非常警醒。
He was very watchful.
救我脱离世上的人。
And with your hands, deliver me from men of this world.
在这个世界上。
And we all live in this world.
怎么能够求神叫我们脱离这个世上呢？
And how can we ask God to deliver us from the men of this world?
我们还是要在这个世界上尽我们该尽的本分。
And we still need to fulfill our duties in this world.
但是这是大卫所说的这个价值观的问题。
And but this is a matter of value to David.
虽然他有名声地位。
Even though he possesses fame and status.
而且他非常有很多的财物。
He also possesses great treasure.
他所讲的这些，事实上他都有。
But everything he spoke of, he possessed.
但他所怕就是说他的价值观只在这个地方。
But what he feared was that his values will only be in this world.
这些价值观都是那些没有信主的人。
And his values here only refer to those who
do not
believe in God.
不认识神的人。
And those who do not fear God and know God.
那这些人呢，只是在这个世界上就汲汲营营要这些东西。
And these people merely live in this world pursuing after these things.
爱的神也是为了要得到这些东西。
And the gods they worship only so that they may receive these possessions.
他们没有未来的盼望。
They have no eternal hope.
他们只重视今生。
They only value this present life.
我不说我们这个基督徒不应该追求这些。
I'm not saying as Christians we cannot pursue after these things.
好像有这些就是罪恶，不是这样。
And it's not a sin to possess these things.
我们也很希望我们弟兄姐妹都充满了财宝。
We all hope that all the brothers and sisters may be filled with treasure, filled with children.
也能够心满意足。
May I have a satisfaction of their heart.
也能够很多的财物。
And possess many possessions.
甚至能够为他的子孙着想。
And even to leave the rest to their inherit, their descendants.
我们建主会堂。
And when we are building a chapel,
我们的居家，我们的生活。
Whether to build our own homes,
我们都是要钱财。
We need money.
我们都是要需要我们的生活上的需求。
And we have many necessities.
如果神赐福给我们
，If God blesses us,
那我们今生能够得到财物
，And that we may have treasure in this present life.
有更多的这个神的儿女
，And that we may have more godly children.
那是非常好的事情
，And that is a wonderful thing.
我们可以这个在地面上经营，能够容神益人
，And we may manage our life and bless to glorify God and men in this world.
那一方面呢，能够推展这个宣牧的事情
，On one hand, we may mobilize His holy work.
还有让这个教会呢，永生神的教会能够维持。
And also be able to sustain and maintain the church of God.
这是都是神的一个事。
And all of these are blessings from God.
但是大卫一个心。
But David had a heart.
另外一个非常有盼望的心。
It is a heart filled with hope.
就他不希望说我只是为了这些来生活。
That is, he did not only want to live for these things.
因为这是世界人的一个价值观。
Because these are the values of people in this world.
所以他在十五节的地方。
In 15.
他说至于我。
He said, as for me.
我必在义中见你的面。
I will see your face in righteousness.
能够在义中见神的面呢。
And to be able to see God in His righteousness.
能够醒来的时候能够见到神的形象。
And to be able to see God's likeness when we awake.
心灵能够心满意足。
And that our hearts and spirit may be satisfied.
灵魂能够得救。
And that our soul may be saved.
能够在这个在神的旨意当中。
And that we may live in His will.
在无愧见主面里头能够见到神。
And that we may see God in a pure conscience.
这是大卫的心愿。
And this was the mindset of David.
所以他祷告当中。
In his prayer.
他做诗词里头。
In his psalms.
他说神你救我。
So he said, "O Lord, save me."
世上的人。
And deliver me from the men of this world.
因为他的价值观就只在今生。
Because their values are only in this world.
但是我们弟兄姐妹不是这样。
But it's not the same for all his
brethren. 我们不但在今生当中我们尽我们该尽的本分。
Not only should we fulfill our duties in this life.
努力于我们的工作。
And to work hard in our jobs.
我们在职场、在家庭、在教会。
And whether at work, in our family, or at church.
在各个工作上，我们尽我们该尽的本分。
In all the different areas of our life, we need to fulfill our duties.
但是我们心灵里头。
But in, within our heart,
有一个更大的盼望。
There is a greater hope.
就像大卫一样。
Just like David.
我们有一天呢。
One day.
我们能够在义中见神的面。
In that day, one day, we will be able to see God in righteousness.
所以大卫像一位先知一样。
So David was also like a prophet.
我们知道从亚当以来。
You know, since the time of Adam, all men have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
They have fallen short the glory of God.
罪因一个人入了世界。
And sin entered into the world through one man.
所以众人都犯了罪。
So all men have sinned.
那这个罗马书第三章里面说这个世人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
And Romans chapter 3 says all men have fallen short of the glory of God.
没有一个义人，连一个都没有。
And there's not one righteous man.
连一个行善的，没有一个行善，连一个行善的都没有。
And there is no righteous man to be found.
所以世人在罪中。
So men are in sin.
他所作所为。
All they do, all they say.
在神的眼中一点价值都没有。
And they are valueless in the eyes of God.
有些人以为说他做得非常好。
Some people think they have done a great job.
他是一个好人，大好人。
They are a good person.
能够帮助一些穷人。
They're able to help the poor.
能够舍己身叫人焚烧。
They are able to give their life for others.
能够做很多的善事，表示说他是一个非常贤能的人。
And they have done many charitable work, and they seem like a philanthropist.
非常有道德的人。
And they are of great morale.
但事实上一个有罪的人。
But a person of sin.
他所做的一切。
Everything they do.
只是一个非常短暂一个社会的这个福利
It's very temporary and very superficial.
或是社会上一个善事。
It's only considered a good thing, a good deed in a society.
这些当然也是值得喝彩。
And of course, these are all praiseworthy.
但是还不及以信耶稣的人。
But they cannot be compared to those who believe in Christ.
因为耶稣基督他是一位神。
Because Lord Jesus Christ is a God.
亲自从天上降生到这个地面上来。
And who came into this world in the flesh.
他不是男女结合而生的孩子。
He was not born through the combination of men and women.
圣经里面说。
The Bible says.
天使跟玛利亚的未婚夫说这个圣灵要在他的身上。
An angel said to Joseph that the Holy Spirit had born Mary.
然后他要生一个男孩子。
And that she shall give birth to the child. You shall name him Jesus.
耶稣就是这个神要将他的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
And Jesus is to deliver his people out of sin.
他就是神救恩的意思。
And he means salvation.
他就是以马内利。
He is Emmanuel.
他就是神要与我们同在。
And he means God will be with us.
他是一个完全的义人。
He's a complete righteous man.
不然是身体是义。
And not only was his body righteous.
是没罪的。
He was without sin.
他的魂也是没罪的。
His soul was without sin.
他灵魂体都没罪的。
His body,
是完全的义人。
Spirit and soul was without sin.
他跟一般的人是不一样。
He's different from ordinary men.
虽然同有血肉之体。
Even though he possessed a fleshly body.
人也是有血肉之体。
And just like men.
但这位神是一个完全脱离罪的，完全跟罪无关的一个人。
And but this God is a man who is completely separated from sin.
他不是诞生。
He was not born.
所以不是圣诞节。
And so, it's not a day of Christmas. He was
descended to this world. 降临依然在天的，没有人升过天。
And so, apart from ascending to heaven, apart from him ascending to heaven, none had ever ascended.
他以父原为一。
And he is one with the Father.
因为他本来就是神。
Because he is God himself.
这位神道成肉身来到世上。
And this God came into this world in the form of flesh.
所以他是一个义人。
So he is righteous man.
所以大卫他是一位先知。
So David was a prophet.
他知道一位敬畏神的人。
He was a God-fearing man.
在旧约当中。
In the Old Testament.
也是在等候这位弥赛亚。
He was also waiting for the Messiah.
在新约的时候。
Till the time of New Testament.
更是从保罗的书信当中。
And from the letters of Paul.
可以去了解。
Mount their stand.
耶稣基督以义代替不义。
And that Jesus Christ had taken up righteousness.
让我们这些不义的人。
And for all the unrighteous men.
能够借着耶稣基督啊的宝血的洗礼。
And through the washing of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
能够洗去我们的罪。
That He may cleanse our sin.
所以有一天啊，我们离开世上的时候。
So one day when we leave this world.
这个帖撒罗尼迦前书说就是睡着了。
And first Thessalonians tells us we have only fallen asleep, and one day we shall awake.
所以大卫说，有一天我睡着了。
And David also said, one day I shall fall asleep. And that is to leave this world.
大卫现在已经离世，已经睡着了。
And now David has already fallen asleep and leave this world. And one day, that day when he wakes,
他要得见啊天父真子的形象。
He shall see the likeness of his heavenly father.
他要见到耶稣基督。
He shall see Lord Jesus Christ.
这时候他就真的能够心满意足。
And by that time his heart shall truly be satisfied.
今天或许在世界上我们有感觉到非常心满意足的地方。
And today perhaps in this world sometimes we may feel satisfaction of our heart.
但这些心满意足有时候都是非常短暂。
But all these satisfaction may only be temporary.
哇，很高兴，很喜乐。
And now we may feel very happy, very joyful, as if we have gained something.
这些虽然感谢神。
Even though we thank God for all these things,
最重要的,
but most importantly,
就信耶稣的人,
for those who believe in Jesus,
就像, 大卫一样,
just like David,
他在祷告当中,
in his prayer,
有一天要见到神的形象,
and one day he shall see the likeness of God,
真的就能够心满意足
了, his heart shall be satisfied.
所以这个醒来就是复活了。
So to awake means you resurrect.
所以我们非常感谢天上的神。
We truly thank our heavenly Father.
他带领我们。
He has led us.
让我们有机会来信耶稣。
That we have the chance to believe in Him.
既然信耶稣，那我们要用什么心情来接受耶稣
？So since we have believed in Him, with what kind of mentality shall we receive Him?
来领受耶稣的恩典呢
？And to receive His grace and blessings.
看彼得后书第一章十一节。
Let's turn to Second Peter.
彼得后书第一章十一节。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
彼得后书第一章十一节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 11。
十一节。
Verse 11。
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。这里提到有一天我们要进入神的国度里面。
One day we shall enter into the everlasting kingdom of the Lord。
这个国度不是短暂。
And this is not a temporary kingdom。
圣经说是永远的国度。
Your Bible says it's an everlasting kingdom。
世界上这些国度都是有它的连线。
So all the kingdoms in this world had its own period.
有些国度比较长。
Some longer than the others.
有些比较短。
And some shorter than others.
在历史历代当中，不管这是哪一个区域、哪一个国家。
And so in which generation is this country and this race?
常常在动的。
So the kingdoms are often changing and shifting.
常常会有另外一个朝代、另外一个时期。
And many times a different dynasty, a different empire will rise.
不同的宪法
and different
不同的不同的一个组织的国度
and different structure, different organization.
那它是一直都在改变
and they're constantly changing.
但是圣经里面说
but the Bible says
神的国度永远不会改变
the kingdom of our Lord is everlasting.
就像他的话是永远不改变
and just like his words never changes.
因为他的话永远不改变
because his words are never changing.
所以历世历代人都读圣经。
So people of all generations read the Bible.
圣经的话从以前到现在都不改变。
The Bible, the words in the Bible remain the same from beginning to the end. The truth never changes.
神的审判的原则也从来不改变。
And the principle to God's judgment never
changes. 所以我们信这位神。
So when we believe in this God,
才知道他的公义。
Then we know of his righteousness.
才知道他是一位赏善罚恶的神。
Then we know he's a God who rewards
the righteous. 我们就知道怎么来过我们该过的生活。
Then we know what kind of life we shall lead.
这样我们就充满了信心。
And by that we shall.
如果圣经是常常会改变的。
The Bible.Constantly changes.
那我们信他，我们就会觉得好像也是不笃定、不安然。
Then when we believe in him, we may feel uncertainty.
因为在历史历代当中，好像这个圣经被改过一样。
Because in the history, you might think that the Bible has been changed.
因为神的话就好像世上的人一样，被改来改去。
And if the Bible has been changed throughout the generations, like other books in this world,
宪法改来改去
and just like the laws in different countries,
命令改来改去
or the decrees,
不会的，神永远不会改变。
But the words of God never changes.
他的话是炼净的。
And his words are forever, everlasting. So we believe in the words of this God,
他的话语,
his Bible.
我们存着信心来接受。
So with faith, we receive it.
存着信心来相信。
And with faith, we believe in him.
圣经里面说
the Bible says,
有一天我们会丰丰富富得以进入我们主耶稣基督永远的国度里头。
And here says, in entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
但是圣经里面又一句这样说
But another place in Bible also says,
我们看彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter
4. 彼得前书第四章的十八节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 18.
四章的十八节。
Chapter 4 verse 18.
都是一人仅仅得救。那不敬虔和犯罪的人将有何地可站呢？这里又告诉我们。
He also tells us,
啊，一个义人啊，
a righteous
说真的要得救也不容易了。
It is not easy for righteous to be saved.
一个义人就是接受主耶稣宝血洗礼的人。
A righteous one is one who have gone through the washing of Jesus' blood.
啊，那他还是要非常啊，这个用心的去追求。
And they still need to put in great effort for their salvation.
要非常的警醒。
They need to be very watchful.
而且每天呢、啊，都啊要读圣经，要祷告。
And they need to read the Bible and pray every day.
不断去思考神的话语。
And to continue to think about the words of God.
每做一件事情，每一个动作。
Everything they do, every action they take.
都好像有神的话在指引你，这个可行，这个不可行。
And everything they do is guided by the words of God.
哦，这样的人他就会脚踏实地，而且会啊知道神的旨意啊。
Only this type of person know and knows the full will and teachings of the God.
但是有时候人会在这个世界上会受迷惑。
But we know as men, sometimes we're deceived in this world.
有时候稍稍不谨慎。
And just when we are not watchful,
当中啊，就一直没有办法进步啊。
And we're not watchful, then we will not be able to improve.
就信仰一直啊没有办法进步。
And we cannot improve our faith.
就像一个信耶稣的人。
And just like a believer of Christ.
他是一个初信徒。
And there are a newly baptized member.
这初信徒他已经接受主耶稣宝血的洗礼。
And if they're newly baptized, they have already received the washing of Jesus' blood.
还有圣灵的更新。
They have the regeneration of the Holy Spirit.
他已经成为天上有名的人。
And they have become a person, a member of the heavenly kingdom.
从不义进到义。
And they have entered from unrighteousness into righteousness.
进到一个义人。
And turn from unrighteous to a righteous being.
但他如果说没有啊，再继续的追求。
But if he do not continue to put effort in their spiritual pursuit.
甚至把还没信耶稣之前，那教会教导他怎么信耶稣，这些原则能够把握。
Where they don't hold on to the principles of their faith.
那可能他在信了耶稣之后啊。
Perhaps after they believe in Christ.
经过短短时间，他还是会离开了神。
Only after a short period of time, they will still leave God.
会软弱了。
They will fall weak.
所以有时候我们会为了一些初信徒来祷告。
And this is why we often pray, especially for the newly baptized members.
因为一个出生的婴孩是不容易啊，让他能够成长。
Because a newborn baby, it's not easy to keep them growing.
啊，就像一位慕道者一样。
And just like a truth seeker.
慕道者好像一个出生的婴孩，在母亲的怀胎里面十个月，好好的安胎啊。
And a true seeking friend may be just like a baby growing in the mother's womb.
所以我们有慕道班呢、啊。
So we have true seeking classes.
一五一十的把这个圣经神的这个啊话语啊告诉他们。
And so on a timely schedule, we will teach them the words of God.
关于圣经。
Everything pertaining to the Bible. Pertaining to God.
关于人。
Pertaining to men.
关于耶稣。
Related to Jesus.
关于教会。
And the church.
关于教义。
Or the God doctrines.And the words of God.
这些事情都告诉他们怎么信
them,
耶稣的规模。
We tell them one by one what it is to believe in Christ.
他们知道之后啊，哇，已经好像从一个月一直到十个月一样。
So they will grow just like one month to the tenth month.
那生出来就一个非常健康的孩子。
And when they are born, they were born to be a very healthy baby.
那生出来一个健康孩子还是一样啊，他会会撒尿啊，还是会有一些需要注意的地方。
So even a newborn baby, they will still pee everywhere, and they still need help.
所以我们就不是这样就啊，因为他信主了，就成为啊一个新的人，我们就把他放弃掉，他自己成长。不是这样。
And we do not just lead them to grow by themselves after they have believed in Christ.
我们还是要像出生婴孩一样啊，把他好好的教导。
And we still need to lead them and help them.
慢慢的让他成长。
And slowly allow them to grow.
等他成长之后，就可以放掉了。
After they are grown up, then we can let them go.
慢慢的可以去帮助别人。
And they will be old enough, grown up enough to help others.
我们也是一样。
And likewise for us.
我们就不断的在成长。有些已经信耶稣信了十年、二十年、三十年。
After believing in Christ for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, we still need to grow.
但这些彼得长老告诉我们。
And here, Elder Peter tells us.
有时候义人只是仅仅得救。
And if the righteous one is scarcely saved.
就在那个边缘当中。
And they're even on the border.
就差那么一点点。
And they're so close.
就有可能就离开了神。
And very likely they may leave God.
可能在信仰上昏睡了。
Maybe they have fallen deep asleep in their faith.
有可能就不来聚会了。
Maybe they stop coming to church.
有可能在信仰上就不够警醒了。
Maybe they're not watchful in their faith.
灰心丧志了。
They lost their will
in their faith. 但是这些人要把它带出来，要把它让他能够恢复信心。
But we need to be able to lead these people out and restore their faith.
但是这里提醒我们。
But here reminds us.
义人仅仅得救。
The righteous is scarcely
saved. 那不敬虔和犯罪人将有何地可站呢
？Then when will the ungodly and sinner appear?
就是。不容易啊
！It is not easy.
当然，就是不敬虔的，就是说离开神跟犯罪的人。
Of course, the ungodly are the sinners who depart from God.
当然，耶稣来的时候
，And the time when Lord Jesus comes again,
那他们可能就要 哀哭切齿。
And perhaps there will be the ones weeping.
早知道我就好好的聚会，好好的啊遵守神的。
If I had known this, that I would attend all the services and keep God's commandments.
遵守神的道理。
I would keep God's words.
我好好的在主耶稣里面服侍。
And I would have stayed in church and served Him.
那这样我就不会进到这个不敬虔的啊地步，甚至犯罪的地步啊。
And by that, I would never enter into the state of ungodliness and sin against God.
我就不会在主耶稣来的时候，我那么样的战兢来面对这位神。
And I would not have to fear God in great tremble and fear.And it's very unfortunate.
所以圣经里面也告诉我们
The Bible also tells us
信耶稣啊是非常重要的
It's very important for us to believe in Christ
我们一定要把它啊好好记在啊心上
And we must always remember
我们看路加福音第二章
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 2
路加福音第二章的二十五节
Luke chapter 2 verse 25
路加福音第二章二十五节到三十二节
Luke chapter 20 verse 2 chapter 2 verse 25
这段圣经这个故事大家也都非常清楚
We're very familiar with this passage and story
在耶路撒冷这个地方
In Jerusalem
有一个人叫做西面
There's a person by the name of Simeon
他是一个又公义又虔诚的人
He was a just and devout man
本来就是一个很公义又虔诚的人
And he was a just and godly man
表示说这个人本质就非常好
It means he was very kind and good in nature
本质好然后内心里面有这么好的一个内心的基础
And he has such a just and kind heart
这样还不够
Was it not
他说他素常啊盼望以色列安慰者来到
He says he was always waiting for the consolation of Israel to come
因为有圣灵在他的身上
But the Holy Spirit was upon him
所以他就得到圣灵的启示
So it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit
他知道在还没有离开世上之前
And that before he see death
他会看到主所立的基督
And that he will see the Lord Christ
就是弥赛
And that is the Messiah
当然西面得到这个圣灵就是这个旧约时代这个启示的灵
We know the Spirit, Holy Spirit that Simeon had received the Spirit of Revelation in the Old Testament. It's a Spirit that works with men.
这个五旬节圣灵降下来那个圣灵不一样。
It's different from the Holy Spirit that descended on the day of Pentecost.
同样出于神的灵。
But these are all spirits that derive from God.
是神在他身上要成就某件事情的一个灵。
But the one is the Spirit that God descends upon men to fulfill a certain work.
另外，新约时代这个圣灵就是永远住在我们内心的灵。
And the Holy Spirit in the New Testament time is an indwelling Holy Spirit that dwells within us forever.
天国凭据的灵。
It's a guarantee, it's a proof to enter into heaven.
是帮助我们成圣称义的灵。
It's a Holy Spirit that helps us to be sanctified.
是工作的灵。
It's a working spirit.
是一个差遣的灵。
It's a spirit of messenger.
能够成就圣礼的灵。
It's a spirit that can fulfill righteousness.
等于是神与我们同在。
It also means God's abidance.
这个西面呢，他得到圣灵。
And the Spirit, Simeon received the Holy Spirit.
他素常等候这位以色列安慰者来到。
He was always waiting for the consolation of Israel to arrive.
我们知道这个旧约时代。
We know in the Old Testament time.
出生刚八岁的孩子，八天的孩子。
A child who was only born in
一定要到圣殿里面去接受割礼。
Then he will go into the temple to receive circumcision.
行律法该做的事情。
And they will do what the law required them to do.
就是这个献祭还有交赎银
And that is they will make offerings, burnt offerings.
主耶稣活在律法之下。
The Lord Jesus lived under the law.
那也必须要尽这样的本分。
He also needed to fulfill the law.
所以他的爸爸妈妈也是把他带到圣殿里面去完成这样的律法的程序。
So his parents also brought him to the temple to fulfill the procedures of the law.
我们知道说在这一天耶稣基督降生这一天也不一定只有耶稣基督一个人来到这个世界上。
And he also, but Simeon knows on the day of Jesus' birth, Jesus was not the only child who came to this world.
很多的小孩子。
Perhaps there are many other babies who came.
我想圣殿那么小，那么多的孩子这个八岁的孩子被妈妈抱来抱去了。
And the temple was so small, and there were so many 8-year-olds who were in the temple on that same day.
你怎么知道哪一个是耶稣呢？
And how will he know that the person, this baby, is Jesus?
最主要原因是西面他有圣灵在他身上。
And most important factor was Simeon was filled by the Holy Spirit.
知道在还没有离开世上之前。必看见了神所立的基督。
He knew that before he depart from this world, he shall see Jesus Christ.
在那边那么多的小朋友就被妈妈带进来。
Out of so many children that were brought in by their parents.
竟然看到这个玛利亚跟约瑟带着抱着这个这个耶稣进来。
He saw Joseph and Mary took in baby Jesus.
他就知道这是耶稣。
Then he knew right away that was Jesus.
就把他抱过来。
Then he took Jesus over.
29节里面说，28节说西面接过来的时候
And so verse 28 says he took him up in his arms
他就称颂神
He blessed God and said
主啊如今可以照着你的话
And Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace.
释放你的仆人安然离世。
According to your word.
啊，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
And for my eyes have seen your salvation.
就是你在万民面前呢所预备的。
And which you have prepared in the before the face of all peoples.
也是照亮外邦人的光。
A light to bring revelation to the Gentiles.
是你的名，以色列的荣耀。
And a glory to you, people Israel.
所以不但是啊神的选民以色列的荣耀，更是呢啊外邦人的光。
Not only a glory to the chosen Israelites, but a revelation to the Gentiles. 所以我们今天
有这个机会能够跟啊跟啊能够来啊得到这样的恩典。
Today we have this chance to receive such a grace.
这可以说是神啊啊极大的恩惠啊。
And we can say this is an immense grace of our God.
如果说我们能够啊来信耶稣
，If we can all come to believe in Jesus Christ.
像西面一样
，And just like Simeon,
那我们就会得到啊这个非常大的安慰。
And we shall gain great consolation.
因为这是以色列的安慰者。
For he is a consolation of Israel,
真正的安慰者
the true comforter.
人啊，活在世上
as man living in this world,
无论你在什么样的顺境
no matter what prosperity you may in,
无论你在什么样的境况
or what kind of circumstance you may in,
真的人都还缺少什么东西
and true enough, we are still lacking something.
但是有主耶稣基督
but once we have Lord Jesus Christ,
在我们内心里头
in our hearts,
那他时时刻刻啊，都会帮助我们
he is always helping us.
他都会安慰我们
He will always comfort us.
都会与我们同在
He will always be with us.
那我们在这个世界上、就会、处于、安然
And while living in this world, we will always be at peace.
我们就会、得到神的一个帮助同在
And we'll receive this constant help and guidance of our God.
就会像西面一样
Just like Simeon.
能够像他讲的一句话
And just like what he said.
那今天、可以照着你的话
And that today, according to your word,
释放你的仆人
Now you may let your servant
安然离开世上
depart in peace.
所以现在是一个老年化的时代。
And today we know there are many elderly.
教会里面非常多的老人。
In churches there are many elderly.
很多老人在年纪大的时候
So many members when they are older in age.
就有很多身体上的一些疾病跟代谢上的问题。
And they may start to develop many physical problems or sickness.
没有信耶稣的人都会为了这样的事情而苦恼。
And those who do not believe in Jesus, they trouble their lives over their health.
但是我发现我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
But we realize for all the brethren in our church.
一些教会里面的前辈。
And many of the elderly in our churches.
一些老人家。
Many older members.
他们就像西面一样。
And they're just like Simeon.
他们内心有一个盼望。
They have this hope in their heart.
非常的安然。
They are always at peace.
非常的得到安慰。
And they are always comforted.
所以他们有机会来聚会就会来聚会。
So whenever they have a chance to attend service, they will come.
安息就会到教会里面来。
Every Sabbath, they will come to church for service.
因为他们知道。
Because they know.
主耶稣有一天。
One day Jesus Christ
会带领我们到一个非常美好的地方。
And that one day Jesus Christ will lead them to a very wonderful place.
就像圣经里面说的。
Just like what the Bible says.
基督徒最大的盼望。
And the greatest hope to a Christian.
就有一天主耶稣会从天再度的降临。
Is that one day Lord Jesus Christ will descend from heaven again.
他来的时候我们都会看见他。
On the day he comes again, we shall all see him.
那我们看见他的时候。
When we see him.
我们是安然的呢。
Are we at peace?
或者惧怕的人
Are we trembling in fear?
相信我们都是安然的
I believe all of us will
be in peace. 那我们如果是安然的
If we're at peace,
那我们就会这个好好的跟着主耶稣基督的这个神的话呢来进行
Then we will follow and live according to the words of Lord Jesus Christ.
来相信
To believe in him,
而且来遵守
and to observe them.
那这样我们就每天都生活在神的这个平安喜乐当中
And by that, every day we shall live in the peace and joy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就会这个不断的能够来感受到有一天不管是什么时候耶稣来的时候都没有关系
Then we'll be able to understand and feel that no matter which day Lord Jesus comes we will be fine
就是我们的生命也不能阻挡我们的一刻或是多久
And because we cannot control the length of our time of our life
我们都希望我们身体都是健康
We all wish for health of our body
但是也不一定都是健康的
But it doesn't mean we'll always have
great health 什么时候我们感觉非常健康的时候神也是带领我们走
And perhaps in a time when we feel the most healthy, God will take us away.
但是我们就是要时时刻刻来做准备。
But we need to always and constantly be ready.
我们都盼望有一天能够安然见主。
But we all hope that one day we may see our Lord in peace.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
202首。
Let's sing him 202.
现在我们要一起来祷告。
Now I want to pray together.
啊，祷告的时候为了我们教会的慕道朋友来祷告。
And I pray, let's pray especially for our true seeking friends.
也为了我们教会的初信朋友祷告。
And also pray for our newly baptized members.
为我们教会啊要重建会堂的工作圣工来祷告。
And pray for the reconstruction project.
也为着明天啊这个圣姐跟长崎要举开的啊这个结婚典礼来祷告。
And let's pray for the holy matrimony that will be held here tomorrow.
啊，求主来带领。
Let's pray for God's guidance.
求神帮助我们个人的信仰。
And pray to God to help our personal faith.
还有我们自己家庭的信仰。
And also the faith of our family members.
求主保守看顾。
May God watch over us.
我们一起来同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。